So everybody knows a Karen, and by a Karen, I'm not even talking about the actual manager's haircut. Can I speak to the manager, white woman, who's hassling people who are just trying to work a minimum wage job? I'm talking about the new and improved Karen 2.0, which is pretty much everywhere where you can find snitches who apparently are not only just getting stitches, they're also tying up the landlines of police, calling on people everywhere for violating social distancing laws. Apparently, they don't know that they're social distancing guidelines, not laws. And the other day, I was just at a pool, deciding to enjoy my life. You know, I know that's dangerous. I know it's just the worst case scenario, including the fact that the CDC just released a new study that said that you really don't catch the coronavirus by contacting and touching surfaces. So, and it's more safe to go outside. And I decided to do that. I decided to live a good and a healthy lifestyle. But some morbidly obese Karen decided that all the gang here in Scooby-Doo could not enjoy their time out in the sun, their last few days in the California sun. She called the police on me. We're going to be talking about that and also some damning information that exposes that that man in Detroit who beat up the elderly person might have actually been a racist. Who knew? Anyway, all that and more coming up. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive again with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. Before we jump into all the stories, I want to give a big shout out to Black Rifle Coffee Company, which is the best cup of coffee in America, according to me. And you might be asking, what kind of authority do I have to say that? Well, if you watch this show, you probably respect my opinion somewhat. And if you don't respect my opinion and you watch the show, that's weird. So I'm assuming you at least like what I have to say. And Black Rifle Coffee makes this show possible, but they also offer an incredible array of products. So you can get whole bean coffee, you can get ground roast coffee, you can get coffee rounds for your Keurig, canned coffee, all that and more for 20% off right now on your first order, plus free shipping if you go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive. But also, on top of that, it is a veteran-owned and veteran-operated. They donate a lot of coffee to first responders, to the to military, etc. This is an American-loving, freedom-loving, free speech-advocating, supporting company. So why not support them and support us? Go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive to get 20% off your first order. Also, check out the Black Rifle Coffee Club. That's what I have, and that is honestly the best deal ever. Anyway, I decided to express my liberties and have a going-away party. I'll be damned for just trying to enjoy one more day here in Southern California. The property manager came up to me and told us that we weren't allowed to have a pool party because of COVID-19 laws. And that he was getting emails that people were upset about the health risk that we were imposing. Not going to lie. So this fat woman, and I'm going to call her morbidly obese. She was gross. Probably inside too. Anybody who snitches on people in the pool, I mean, it's like, look, ma'am, just because you're not having fun, just because you're stuck in your apartment and you believe the lies of the mainstream media doesn't mean you need to ruin my life. Well, check out this video. So the cops came.
Hey guys, the snitches?
Nah.
I saw you leading the cop over.
Huh?
You're the snitch?
No, I let them in, but I didn't know I was snitching.
I see you, like, pointing to him and showing the potty and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, because he was like, oh, I just got a call from the pool. I don't know.
And the officer was really cool, actually. Somebody pointed out on Twitter that sign there on the fence, you see that sign right there? It was covering my torso. And they go, oh, way to cover your belly. And I go, you know what? People say ask God for a sign to prove that he's real. And in this case, God actually provided a real sign. And it covered my gut. That way, all of us didn't have to see it. Sort of self-censorship. You can thank, I guess you can thank God for that one. But anyway, the officer ended up just subscribing to my show. And it turns out there are no social distancing laws, Karen. There aren't any. So the law enforcement can't enforce laws that don't exist. In fact, even if there were social distancing laws, that violates the Constitution, which then in turn makes it an illegal law. I don't know what an illegal law is, but I'll tell you what should be illegal. I don't know, the fact that you're wearing gloves and masks inside your apartment complex, like some kind of idiot. I mean, you're the kind of person who probably drives in your car with a mask on. Those are the worst kind of people. Really scary people and genuine. But joking aside, we are genuinely in a civil rights movement of a new age, of an era. I mean, first, you know, you had the slavery and this idea of getting free, and you had these Jim Crow laws in the 40s and 50s and 60s and this idea of moving out and stepping out. Then you have this gay liberation that happened. Apparently now, though, we're not fighting about where we stick our peepees or to get out of slavery. We're just trying to work. And this new civil rights movement is put into perspective here and put into question, actually. A lot of people are saying we're not a civil rights movement. This is just white people complaining they can't work, which is also weird and kind of racist towards other people who aren't white. Because by saying that all these protests are for white people, what you're saying is that only white people want to provide for themselves, and then every other race just wants to live off the government and is okay with that, which I don't agree with. But anybody who says this is not a human civil rights movement, an American civil rights movement, it's just complaining white people, like Governor Whitmer there, are actually basically just bashing people of color. But we all understand that. Anyway, watch this video from Glenn Beck. He puts into perspective.
America has had three major civil rights movements in our history. Four, if you count the American Revolution, inspired or led by Thomas Paine, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King. I think the fourth is here now. We've got to learn the lessons of the past. People are getting angry, but that's the worst thing we can do. Tonight, we've made the case why it's imperative that you become a civil rights activist, no matter who you vote for. But a true civil rights movement only works when a few things happen. And here they are. One, a growing sense that people are being trampled on. People are definitely being trampled on right now. There's a growing awareness of it nationwide. Don't you think? In most places. Second thing that has to happen, finding somebody in a leadership position who knows how to package the movement. And other organizations have to come together, like Paine, Lincoln, and MLK. They didn't do it by themselves. MLK did it with the labor unions. We don't have that at this point, but I think somebody is going to emerge. Something's happening. The third is a definite plan, a definitive plan, an end goal. Freedom from the king, freedom of all men, dignity of all men. These are the three movements in our history, and they all had that in common. Unfortunately, the current one is becoming more like the original movement, freedom from a king.
And what he says makes sense, right? I mean, all the tenets of a civil rights movement are currently happening. We are locked and loaded in a position where we feel like we cannot exercise our God-given constitutional liberties. People who protest for liberty don't understand that you don't ask and demand it. You just live it out. You just exercise it yourself because the government doesn't give you back power to you. Speaking of resting bitch face, there's Michigan Attorney General here. I'm sorry to say this, but man, that is definitely a face for radio. Poor woman just looks like she doesn't enjoy her life. And if you know anything about women who don't enjoy their lives, it's never enough for women to just not enjoy life themselves. They've got to pull everybody down with them. That's how women work. It's true. So anyway, she has decided to tell Donald Trump, who's going to be visiting the state, that he has to wear a face mask if he wants to enter a Ford plant. So the president of the United States is coming to a state, by the way. He's the president of the United States. He's entering a state, and these little tyrants, might I say, resting bitch face little tyrants, have decided that their totalitarian draconian laws are so mandatory that they have the right to tell the president, a guy who gets in front of millions of people online with a fake spray tan, like as if he really cares what people think about him. I mean, come on, look at the guy. He's just living his life. He eats McDonald's and he's in his early 70s. What a legend. She tells him that, you know, he has to wear a face mask. Well, this goes a step further. They're telling him he's not welcome there. It just came out today that he's not welcome in Michigan unless he complies by their rules, which of course is not constitutional. You cannot force people to wear a face mask. But these people have gone so far to where they're telling you that if you don't listen to us, if you don't do what we say, we are going to imprison you, and they are criminalizing legal behavior. Just take, for instance, this sign here of a gym. Tim Pool posted it. Tim Pool's a lot of people say he's a fence sitter. I don't know. What are your opinions on Tim Pool? I like Tim Pool. I think he's a good journalist. People don't like that he's, you know, he doesn't take a side politically, but he does. He's just like Joe Rogan, where he doesn't want to like, or what's his name? Dave Rubin. They don't want to seem like they're, you know, secretly Trump supporters, but we know they all are. Anyway, Camden County in New Jersey posted this sign that warned that anyone who patronizes a business that opens in violation of executive order could face criminal charges in the form of disorderly persons offense, for which you can be fined up to what? $1,000 and spend up to 6 months in jail. So while counties are releasing sex offenders, kiddie diddlers, fiddly diddlers, whatever they're called, they're releasing like child sex offenders and different things out of jails because it could catch coronavirus. If you're a gym rat, you can end up going to jail for 6 months just for trying to lift weights. But China is taking away the freedom of speech and the liberties of people in Hong Kong Because they say that they need to unify the country in national security. It says national security is the bedrock underpinning the stability of the country, said Zhang Yesu, spokesman for the National People's Congress, the NPC. No joke there. The annual meeting of parliament that kicks off its full session on Friday. Condemnation of the proposal was swift, but someone's saying that this is the end of Hong Kong, said the pro-democracy Hong Kong legislator Dennis Kwok. Beijing, the central people's government, has completely breached its promise to the Hong Kong people. They are completely walking back on their obligation. But as we go into this, we realize that by passing a law in the MPC, Chinese authorities will effectively bypass local opposition. So in order to keep the country safe right now during coronavirus, they are effectively erasing their civil liberties. They are taking away their rights. And all while we think of the fact that, oh, well, that's just China. You guys, it's happening right here. And Tucker Carlson's show said something similar and made a great point. And I want you to take a listen.
The right to have your own opinions, to think for yourself, to disagree with your elected leaders, with politicians, was the most basic right that every American enjoyed for 240 years. It was the signature right of this country. And then came coronavirus and big tech, and it was all swept away. Dr. Newt Wachowski, for example, is the former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and research design at Rockefeller University. Not a light resume. He believes that massive lockdowns, mass quarantines, were a mistake, and he expressed this view online. Here's part of it.
What do you think are the possible health risks of the policy that we are following now, the shelter in place?
Well, we will see maybe a total of fewer cases. That is possible. However, we will see more cases among the elderly because we have prevented the school children from creating herd immunity. And so in the end, we will see more death because the school children don't die. It's the elderly people who die. We will see more death because of this social distancing.
Now, keep in mind that no one in history has ever attempted mass quarantines. We had no idea what would happen once we did. So what we really needed was a vigorous and informed debate about potential outcomes. Imagine if our political leaders had followed the advice you just saw instead of Tony Fauci's. We might not be facing a global depression right now.
To this crazy video that you guys might have seen where this young man ends up beating this elderly man to a snot. It gets really crazy. With the help of Breitbart London, we've exposed some deep back-end secrets from his YouTube channel that might show some more nefarious intentions. But before we jump into that, I want to let you know about an incredible company called Objective Wellness. They're a sponsor of the show, but they also are essentially could become a sponsor of your life and your well-being. You know, I tend to be a skeptic of supplements that overpromise. They tell you, you know, they can change your life. You can diet and you can lose weight and this and that. And I go, I don't have time for that. I'm like, if I'm going to take a supplement, it's got to be not only from a quality company that uses quality materials and resources, but they've also got to be clear that what the supplement does and not overpromise. And Objective Wellness has found the perfect balance of not only providing what your body needs, which are things that can help you with your skin health, with better sleep, boost your immune system, but also they provide it with plant-based. It's affordable and it's backed by science to help you in whatever needs you want. So I personally like the immune booster with vitamin C. I know that there's some studies that, you know, vitamin D, vitamin C, a lot of these things right now could be really helpful in your body in helping fight the coronavirus. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, that isn't proven or whatever, but I know in general in my life, I don't eat enough fruits. I don't eat enough vegetables. So I just want to make sure I'm getting the right vitamins and what I need in my body. But maybe for you, you would rather have the chocolates that help you sleep or one of the other amazing products that they offer. Anyway, if you go to objectivewellness.com and use my code OFFENSIVE, you can get 20% off your first order. So I would go there right now. Go to objectivewellness.com using my code OFFENSIVE. Links in the description. Pick out what you want. Send it to a friend. Give it as a gift. But anyway, take back control of your health. Do something good for your body instead of that binge drinking and snacking that you've been doing. Let's go ahead and talk about this next story. So maybe you've seen this video.
We have blurred much of the video because it is so hard to watch, and it appears the person who set up the phone to take the video is the 20-year-old suspect himself. Now the video of the brutal assault on a 75-year-old man will no doubt be heartbreaking evidence. Thankfully, with information from the person who shared the video, Detroit police were able to quickly determine where it allegedly happened. Here at the Westwood Nursing Center on Schaefer near Grove Street on Detroit's west side.
So we had to blur that because YouTube requires us to not show gruesome violence, but you can find the link to the video in the description. So this guy beats up this elderly person. It's going viral on Twitter. Everybody's going, got to identify this person. And people are going, oh, look at this guy. He's just beating up this, you know, old person. But Breitbart London kind of DM'd me and said, hey, why don't you like look at this? What's going on here? Well, you know, I hate to bring race into this. I don't want to bring race into it. No, I'm just kidding. Let's bring race into it. So this is a black guy, okay? A person of color, someone with melanated skin, whatever you want to say, I don't know. Could be Cuban black. I have no idea. But I want to bring this up because anytime a white person does something to a person of color in the terms of the media, it gets so much media attention. Everything's race. I mean, everything's race baiting. But when a black person attacks a white person, nobody seems to care. It actually just is just called a crime statistic. And it's not called a pattern. And I want to bring this up that if race crime exists, then it's got to go both ways. Like, it's not like if you want to make the case that there's racist white people out there, you have a point. There are. Maybe not as many as the media wants you to think, and they have to invent and even fake hate crimes and racist crimes, but I'm sure in the midst of a white population, there's some white people out there that just don't like people because they're not white. But then don't act like there aren't black people that just don't like white people. Like I have a friend who was like half black, half Mexican or whatever. His dad was openly racist. He really was. You know, be honest. We were once going into the Holocaust Museum and in my eighth grade trip, and they asked, they were rhetorically asking, is anybody here racist? You know, because that's like what you ask junior higher. So everyone goes, no, we're not racist. While you walk into a Holocaust Museum, you don't want to talk about, you know, being racist in front of a Holocaust Museum. This guy's dad raises his hand. He's like, I'm racist. And this guy's like Mexican. He's like from the, he hates white people. He had a hard time with me because I was white. He still doesn't like me. He's a nice enough man. I don't really care if he's racist towards me, but let's just be honest. Racist people exist of all skin color. Now, maybe this guy who's punching this older person was truly just hated old people. Maybe he thought they smelled weird. No, that wouldn't, why would you beat the pulp out of someone because they smelled weird? Maybe it was because he didn't like white people. And I don't want to make that suggestion. We uncovered his YouTube channel. Watch these videos that I cut out where he just has like some really weird opinions on white people. And also has this idea that black people are chosen. It's really weird. He's a very strange guy. I'll put the link to his YouTube in the description before it gets taken down.
On those white boxers. And I think of it. Who was one of the greatest white boxers? Name some good white boxers. Who's some great white boxers? Think of it. None. You can't think of no good white boxers because at the end of the day, black people were chosen. Black people are chosen. They're chosen. They're the greatest boxers. And God made them like that because God, black people are chosen.
It's like you're on video beating up a helpless white person. You have videos talking about how there aren't any strong white people and there's no gifted white people and boxers and black people are a chosen people. You know, I don't think it's too much to say that it might be a racially motivated attack. It might be an aggravation beyond just to attack an old person, but a general aggravation on somebody who he thinks is a white person who can't help himself. In this one clip, he talks a little bit, complains about how, like, in order for black people to get ahead, they kind of have to always go through white people. Check this out.
God does not look at every race the same. Why did the black race get punched like that? Because the black race is the chosen race. Black race was supposed to rule the earth. But now blacks gotta work at colleges and do all this other stuff that's blacks work at colleges and they don't own nothing. They have to go to the white man for everything.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think there's ever been a better time in history to be black. In fact, I think being black, you can get ahead quicker in life. I think there's a lot of benefits to being black. I think there's a lot of white kids who want to be black. They listen to rap music, and the black culture has such an influence in the mainstream culture right now. Pop culture, heavily inundated. Sports culture, I mean, but beyond the entertaining value and whatever, because it's like, I don't really care if you're black. I mean, even if you want to get into politics, talk about grifting, man. If you want to get into politics and you're gay or you're black or whatever on the right, they'll just pull you in. They'll give you an entire movement. They go, oh, if you're black and gay, boom, you've got the market. Because the right is eager for people to not look like, they don't want people to go, oh, we're not racist. Look, we have black people that are our spokespeople. Oh, we don't hate gays. Look at this gay guy. And he's black. He's now our spokesman, and it doesn't matter about the talent or it doesn't matter about anything. Not that there aren't, and that's not a smack. There are talented gay people out there and black people and black gay people. I'm not saying all of them are this. I'm just saying it's a great time in America, really, to be a black person. But the media doesn't want you to believe that. They never want you to believe the truth, that being black has never been so good in this country. They want you to think that as a black person, you still need to rely on the government, which is why right now, you know, most black families are in single parent households. The father's dip. They don't have a father around. It's really scary, actually. And then they tell you that there's a bunch of white people walking around trying to shoot you. And why do I know this? Let's talk a little bit about Ahmaud Arbery. This might be a little bit dated, but Ahmaud Arbery, this guy, right? He's killed by these people. Everyone goes, he was jogging. He got killed while he's just out for a jog. Everyone goes, this was just a jogger. Basically, they go, white men came in a truck, hunted down a black man who was jogging. Oh my gosh, America's racist. Every black person cry and run. And then like video comes out, oh, he's not a jogger. He was actually broken to a construction site. And then in Georgia, that's actually a felony. And then I still don't want to come to conclusions because I'm like, somebody died, right? Somebody died. I don't want to joke about, you know, oh, I don't know who's right or wrong. It's like, would you give it a rest, you pieces of just whatever I can't say on a family-friendly show, but you know what I think? It's like, can we not try to defend the shooters or the jogger? Can we just let the damn justice system decide what they do best, which is, I don't know, decide what the justice is in the situation and whether the parties are guilty, and then we can let the facts come out? Because most of the time in these situations, there's a lot of facts that the media doesn't allow to come out or suppresses in order to push their narratives. But it turns out Ahmaud Arbery actually is not the nicest guy. I mean, I get pissed off sometimes too. You ever found out when they say that you can only buy 2 packs of steak at the store? Kind of frustrating. They said you can only buy 2 packs of toilet paper. It's like, man, when you live in California, you eat Mexican food, you need way more than 2 packs of toilet paper. But I don't want to get, that's kind of disgusting. Anyway, Ahmaud Arbery, there's a video that got leaked that shows his aggressive tone just a couple years earlier and trying to get tased by the police.
All right, thanks, man. Grab it with you, okay? Why am I fucking with you? Yo, you want to know why I'm fucking with you?
Why?
Keep your hand in your pocket.
I ain't got shit on me. What the fuck you fucking me for?
I'll tell you why I'm here, man.
Why?
I'll tell you why I'm here. Because this area is known for drug activity.
Drug? How the fuck drug attack when I work at Blue Beacon?
Back up.
Check my shit.
Back up.
What the fuck you talking about?
You want to back up?
Check my fucking shit. Come on, boy.
Turn around and put your hands on the car. Why? Turn around and put your hands on the car.
Watch out, bro.
Turn around and put your hands on the car. I'm checking you for weapons. I'm checking you for weapons.
You got no reason to touch me, bro.
I'm not searching you. I'm checking you for weapons. All right, man? You don't have any warrants.
Okay, yeah, so he's just a jogger who cusses out police and aggressively comes at them. Now, I don't want to take the side and say that he deserved to die, and in fact, it's a sad moment, but I'll let you know something. You know, what we're learning here is, like, maybe Ahmaud Arbery wasn't, you know, somebody who was just jogging and hunted down. Maybe there was more to the story. Maybe there was more to the altercation. Just maybe you don't know everything from a 30-second video clip. I don't know. I'll be damned. Maybe that's the truth. But when it comes to, like, this young Detroit man who attacked this old person, and everyone has this narrative that it's about elderly abuse. What if there's more to the story? What if there's things you don't know? I don't know, by just doing a little bit of research, you can open up your mind to realize that the media doesn't love you. They don't like you. They lie to you. They want to keep us divided and fighting and never come to a solution of the problem. You know, if they really cared about racism, my point being, if let's take the worst case scenario. Ahmaud Arbery was killed because he was black. I don't think that that's likely, and I don't want to defend his killing, but I just don't think that's likely. I don't think they killed him because he was black. But my opinion doesn't matter. I want to say this. If you care about racism, then you've got to care about racism from all races. And that's how you know that nobody cares about racism, because they only want to talk about whites being racist. In fact, the institutions have created this idea that only white people can be racist. And it's just not true. It's just not true. Koreans, I'm just gonna slam them here. Koreans are some of the most racist mother effers I ever met in my life. They are so racist sometimes. They really are. Koreans are cool people too. But I've mentioned on the show that I've known Korean friends of mine whose parents didn't want them hanging out with non-Koreans. And remember that? Remember the Koreans and the blacks and Mexicans and the riots? I'm just saying, man, that's just like in the LA riots. You guys just don't understand. It's come to a point in my life where I'm realizing nobody wants to solve anything anymore. And by nobody, I mean no institutions, nobody. They really want to keep us destroyed. Why? So they can force us, you know, into quarantines and do whatever they want. They want to control us. And they don't want to give you any options. But you know what's really important? You know, obviously, if you care about yourself, your property, your life, your independence, you want to make sure that you're always saving as much money as possible, that you're always looking at your best rate. And there's this incredible tool called gabby.com/offensive. And offensive is my code. If you go to there right now and you check it out, basically, if you put in your information in under 5 minutes, you can compare rates of all different types of insurance for car and for home. And you can find out if you're getting the best rate. Now, here's what's crazy. You have nothing to lose right now if you go there. Because if you go to gabby.com/offensive right now, put in your rates, they'll tell you if you have the best rate possible. So you either one, find out you have the best rate possible, or two, you actually find out that you can get a better rate. And on average, most people that put in their current rates save over $827 per year by going there right now. In 5 minutes, you can save over $800 per year. So whatever you have, check it out. Go to gabby.com/offensive, compare the rates of your insurance, and you're going to find out very quickly that you may just be saving yourself a lot of money. And there's no better time to save money right now, especially a lot of you guys are out of work. But support us by supporting them as well. And support yourself directly by saving money on your car, house insurance, by going to gabby.com/offensive. But all that being said and done, the ultimate task of all of this stuff is to keep you divided. It's to keep you focused on race wars and riots, to keep you thinking that white people are evil, that COVID-19 is going to kill you, that all this is happening. But it's really all just to cause problems in the election. I really didn't think the Democrats would go this far to take advantage of all of this crisis in order to do what? They would destroy America, destroy the fabric, the framework, the unity of this country in order to just prevent Donald Trump from getting another term. Because if Donald Trump gets another term into office, God knows what he's actually going to do. He's probably going to try to get done, hopefully, what he said he was going to do. I am banking on that. But let me know your thoughts in the description as always. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I'm the host of Slightly Offensive every week here at 12 p.m. This is the last broadcast that we're broadcasting from Los Angeles. It's about 100 degrees up here. Not even joking. It's not an exaggeration. I'm sweating. It's disgusting. But let me know what's going on. We have one more broadcast that's airing next week. That was pre-taped, pre-recorded. It's going to be incredible. It's called Lost Boys, and talking about a lost generation of men and how the media and society has really worked to destroy men. I'm going to do the rest of my broadcast out in Dallas, moving to the Irving Studios and Blaze TV. Hopefully things are going to be getting a lot better there. But thank you guys so much again for supporting us. Always check out the links of our sponsors and know that this podcast is available on audio only. Check the links in the description. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I am signing out.